Hey, I'm going to have a little second of spirit fun with you right now. If for no other reason is to remind you that 1 week from today, it is going to be another edition of the Second of Spirit Hockey Show. That monthly show we have every second Tuesday when we head over to Tri-City Brewing Company right across from the arena in Bay City, the Civic Arena, from 6 till 7 p.m., where you stop by and voice of Second of Spirit Hockey, Joy Botano, along with our own Art Lewis, are leading the show, talking to Spirit coaches and players and others, and that free Jets pizza, while supply lasts, that people enjoy too. So it's a lot of fun. And the January edition is coming up. And man, the way the Spirit have been playing lately, one of the hottest teams on ice in the Ontario Hockey League. We'll just forget about the Ottawa 67-16 game winning streak.
Don't worry about them,
right. They're a different conference. You know, we don't care about them yet because, you know.
Right.
But the Spirit in the last nine games, 8 wins and just 1 loss.
That's pretty good.
They've been playing some hockey.
They have been.
16 wins in a row.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's pretty good.
That is pretty good. But also pretty good.
In any sport.
Also pretty good, winning 8 of your last 9.
Yeah. Spirit have really turned things on and have been doing very well in a lot of aspects of the game.
Are they? Did I read the standings correctly? They're 2 back of Windsor for
2 points back.
The division, right?
Yeah, Windsor right now has been playing very well. 5 wins in a row for Windsor, the Spitfires. So there's a big battle going on there.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Now, and nice, too, that the Spirit being led these days by, and you wouldn't be surprised by this, Cole Perfetti, who, by the way, has been recognized in the Ontario Hockey League's top 10 weekend highlights.
Oh, has he?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, all right.
Reads this way. While there's been a lot of hype surrounding some of the 2020 NHL draft eligibles who won the gold medal with Canada and the Czech Republic on Sunday, Saginaw Spirit forward Cole Perfetti had a big weekend, helping the Spirit remain within 2 points of first place of Windsor in the Western Division. Spirit dropped a 4-2 decision in Kitchener on Friday, but bounced back with Perfetti's help on Saturday. His career-high 5-point performance. He had a goal and 4 assists on Saturday. Mm-hmm. That was cool. And that was against the Oshawa Generals, 8-4 win. And then he stretched his point streak to 8 straight games. He scored a point as he had a goal and an assist in Sunday's 5-3 win over visiting Sarnia. So that was from the Ontario Hockey League, recognizing Cole Perfetti as one of the top 10 weekend stories from the OHL. That's cool. Yeah, an 8-game point performance for Cole Perfetti.
Mm-hmm.
And just a lot of fun. Now, Event Center has been rocking with a lot of fans the past number of. In fact, the Spirit,
as it should.
Yeah, on home ice, the Spirit now own, if I'm not mistaken, a 7-game home winning streak.
Yeah, they do. Mm. You're correct.
You got to own your home ice, folks. So it was a lot of fun going out with Spirit hockey,
and the fans have a lot to do with that.
Yeah, and over the weekend, good turnout for people to enjoy the appearance of the Ted Lindsay MVP trophy on a Saturday in the Red Room. So the Spirit always having a good time, not just on the ice, but we know off the ice because of all the community involvement that the Spirit do well. And Spirit fans, tomorrow night, the Spirit continue with another home game, and guess who's coming to town on a Wednesday?
I'm going to guess it's Flint.
It's Flint. That's right. The I-75 rivalry. And Saginaw continuing to hopefully work its winning ways, not just against Flint, but overall. Flint, by the way, playing very well. Flint is just, wow. I didn't realize I did. Flint's now 9 points behind our Spirit.
Oh, so they've been struggling here.
Because
a
couple weekends ago, they were ahead of our Spirit.
That's right, they were.
Then,
Okay. Well, the Spirit had been playing so well, and maybe Flint lost a couple games here and there.
Yeah, Flint in the last 10 games, they're 4-5-1.
Yeah, so, well, that'll do it.
That'll do it.
In a hurry.